Expert personas make LLMs worse at facts but better at following instructions. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 248. I'm Izzo, here with Boone, and we're talking about a USC paper that finally explains why persona prompting research has been all over the map.
Right. Some papers say expert personas are amazing. Others say they're useless or actively harmful. Turns out they're both right.
The key insight is task dependency. When you tell an LLM, you are a safety expert, it gets better at safety tasks but worse at answering factual questions. The persona context literally interferes with knowledge retrieval.
Which makes total sense if you think about it. During pre-training, the model learns facts without any roleplay context. Adding persona prompts creates a distribution shift that hurts that pure knowledge access.
But for alignment tasks, safety, style, following complex instructions, the persona context actually helps. It's like having different tools for different jobs.
So the USC team built PRISM, persona routing via intent-based self-modeling. And Izzo, this architecture is genuinely clever.
Break that down for me. How does it actually work?
It's fully self-bootstrapping. Starting with just domain names like creative writing or code review, PRISM generates its own expert persona descriptions, creates training queries, and answers them both with and without the persona active.
So it's creating its own A/B test data internally?
Exactly. Then it uses self-verification to keep only the cases where the persona actually improved the response. Those successful behaviors get distilled into a lightweight LoRa adapter with a binary gate.
The gate is the key piece. Instead of always applying personas, it routes each query to either the base model or the persona enhanced version based on what will actually help.
And they're using gated LoRa adapters, so the memory overhead is minimal. We're talking about adding maybe 1-2% to model size while getting these dual benefits.
From a product perspective, this solves a real problem teams face. You want your LLM to be helpful and aligned, but you also need it to be accurate. Usually that's a trade-off.
The evaluation results back this up. On MT bench generative tasks, personas helped in 5 out of 8 categories: writing, roleplay, reasoning, extraction, STEM. But on MMLU knowledge tasks, every persona variant hurt accuracy.
That MMLU result is brutal. They went from 71.6% baseline accuracy down to 68% with expert personas. That's the kind of drop that kills a product.
But look at the safety results. A dedicated safety monitor persona boosted attack refusal rates by 17.7% on jailbreak bench. That's huge for production systems.
So PRISM gives you both the safety improvements without the accuracy hit. That's genuinely valuable for anyone shipping LLMs at scale.
What I love about the technical approach is the self-verification step. Instead of humans curating when to use personas, the model figures it out through its own evaluation process.
Which means this could scale way beyond what human curation could handle. You could bootstrap persona routing for dozens of specialized domains without manual oversight.
And since it's using the model's own capabilities for generation and verification, it should adapt as the base model gets better. The whole pipeline improves together.
Boone, what would you actually build with this? I'm thinking customer support systems where you need factual accuracy and appropriate tone.
Definitely. Or code review tools that need to catch real bugs but also provide constructive feedback. Medical AI that has to be precise about symptoms but empathetic in communication.
The self-bootstrapping aspect is what makes this production ready. Most persona research requires expensive human annotation or external datasets. This just needs compute.
I'm giving this a solid A- for technical innovation. The only limitation is you still need that initial intent classification to trigger the routing, but that's solvable.
For our build next segment, first, check out the PRISM codebase when it drops. The paper mentions they'll release the full pipeline.
Second, try implementing your own persona A/B testing. Take a task where you use personas and systematically measure when they help versus hurt.
And third, experiment with gated LoRa adapters for conditional behavior. Even without the full PRISM pipeline, that routing concept is immediately useful. Adding that to my weekend project list. Again, this research actually ships, which is rare. The insight about task-dependent persona effectiveness changes how we should think about LLM system design entirely. Next time on Exploring Next, we're diving into quantum error correction breakthroughs that might actually matter for